With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Violent demonstrations have broken out in some corners of the world following the deadly explosion outside a Gaza hospital, though American and Israeli intelligence have presented evidence that it was an errant terrorist rocket that blew up. Some continue to blame Israel. President Biden will speak to the nation tonight in Oval Office address.
Having just returned from a whirlwind trip to Israel, the president will deliver a primetime speech to discuss two critical world events: the U.S. response to Hamas's terrorist attacks against Israel and Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. Mr. Biden said he would be asking Congress this week to approve supplemental funding for both Israel and Ukraine, along with some domestic needs. And White House officials are considering a package that could cost tens of billions of dollars. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There were hundreds of arrests during yesterday's protests on Capitol Hill. Demonstrators shouting "Free Palestine" and "Ceasefire Now." Several protesters face charges of assaulting a police officer. Also at SRNNews.com, no end to the standoff over a House speaker. Correspondent Edwin Morris says Congressman Jim Jordan remains the Republican nominee.
Jordan again failed to win the speakership on Wednesday. In the first round of voting Tuesday afternoon, Jordan lost 20 Republicans. That number climbed to 22 in the second ballot Wednesday. The House went into recess after the vote. It is unclear what Republicans will do next.
Well, apparently what they will do next is take another vote, and that's expected to come later today. The question is, will support for Jordan continue to erode? Ford laying off another 150 Michigan auto workers as the UAW strike, which kicked off September 15th, drags on. Watching Wall Street now features down a dozen points. NASDAQ futures 16 points higher. This is SRN News. Americans differ on so-called climate change according to their faith.
Simply put, people who are non-religious are more likely to support climate policies that might put people out of work and raise prices. A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 66% of atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular faith think such policies are a good idea, versus 53% of white Catholics, 52% of white mainline Protestants, and 41% of white evangelical Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Asia is generally considered to be socially conservative, but the LGBT agenda is making inroads. A Hong Kong court has upheld two earlier rulings that supported the granting of subsidized housing benefits to same-sex couples. Currently, Hong Kong only recognizes same-sex marriage for certain purposes, such as taxation, but gay activists are trying to change that through the courts. This is SRN News. A startling confession in Alabama.
The chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway has admitted he killed her and disposed of her remains. The admission part of a plea deal with prosecutors on extortion charges. Joran Vandersloot pleaded guilty Wednesday to trying to extort money from Holloway's mother in exchange for revealing the location of her daughter's body. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison for extortion and wire fraud, but is not charged in Holloway's death or disappearance. U.S. Judge Anna Manasco said she considered Vandersloot's confession to Holloway's murder in her sentencing decision. John Scott reported.
Authorities at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, say the death of a Marine is under investigation as a possible homicide, and another Marine considered a suspect has been taken into custody. The death occurred in a barracks room last night. No further details have been released. More details, SRNNews.com.